Blog Talk Radio.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love is real. Near you I want to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's running soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folks here. I even know my mammy's waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee shore. I love the old folks at home. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I get to that Swanee. So
I love this country. Everything is free. I have 9 social security numbers. 9. Count them on 2 hands. I have big house, a $5 million house next to a reverend right on Lake Munchkin, whatever that lake is. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. If you don't have the book, you don't have the scorecard. And if you don't have the scorecard, you don't know who the players are. I was just listening to Mark Levin, and that's what prompted me to do the broadcast tonight. I set up this broadcast in 3 minutes. I set a record. Of course, my prep work was terrible, but I can't do it in 5. And I usually have to wait for another half hour. But that doesn't put any food on your table, so let's go on to how I can help you tonight. Mark Levin was talking about President Clinton, and that he was comparing President Clinton to John Edwards, and he said that President Clinton did more damage to the legal system in the United States than John Edwards is doing, and that Clinton wasn't properly punished. And he was, as a lawyer, he was very vindictive about it. And he described, you know, how Clinton said he never touched Monica Lewinsky. So he was convicted of perjury. Imagine that. You send a guy to office and all he does is make you look bad. You know, you sent him, right? If you voted for him, you sent him. If you voted for Obama, you sent him. And he's making you look bad. Okay? I voted for Bush. Did Bush make me look bad? Yes, he did, on occasion. But let's look at what Bush had on his plate compared to Obama. Obama's on a holiday here. He thinks he got a 4-year trip to happiness. Yeah. Oh, I feel sorry for those poor people that are getting shot. Yes. And I think I'm going to sign something today that says, please don't shoot those people. Yeah, give me a break. Well, anyway, Mark is coming down on President Clinton, and he brought up the Oval Office situation. So I told him, I sent him an email, and I said, I'm going to describe that as it was really done tonight on my show. So if you want to hear I set him up with half of the story, and I said, if you want to hear the rest of the story, you got to listen to my show. So if you're listening, Mark, here we go. President Clinton was in the Oval Office, and he was getting harmonica lessons. and the Chinese ambassador called to speak to him. And while he was being harmonicized, he picked up the phone and talked to the Chinese ambassador. And the conversation went something like this. Mr. Quinton, how are you? How Hickory? Are you busy right now? Mr. Quinton, I wanted to see if maybe we could get together. Oh, you're speaking Chinese. Oh, I'll call you back. Okay. Yeah, unbelievable, man. But the worst part and the saddest part was that it wasn't the Monica Lewinsky story. It was the bribes story, where he released the FALN guys who killed the two White House cops and tried to kill Harry Truman, and he released them for Puerto Rican votes. That's all he did it for. How's that? He's selling you out, and they're all selling us out, these guys. Where can you go in Wall Street and not go to jail for insider trading? Where can you go in Washington, D.C., and never have to go to jail for insider trading? And now, not only are they doing insider trading, Dennis Kucinich today there, and he sings the praises of CARE. Now, do you think Dennis is singing without any money in the jukebox? Come on. Let's be realistic. What is he telling us? He's converting to Islam? No, he's converting reals to dollars, and he's being taken care of. Somebody ought to do an audit and see when the wire money transfer comes in. Maybe it won't come in this year. Maybe it'll come in 2 years down the road when nobody's looking. But Dennis got paid off, in my opinion. Dennis is looking at how much money Nancy Pelosi's making, how much money Bill Nelson's making, how much money the Congress is making and the Senate is making, and get all of the side deals that they got and all of the champagne contributions, and Dennis wants his fair share. When a guy goes to Washington, he's a married guy, he leaves his wife and two kids behind, and all of a sudden he sees what the other guys are doing, and he decides he's going to have another family in Washington. And don't think that don't happen. I have a congressman who was removed, who had to resign because of it. And he had a baby. And there's John Edwards today, singing in the courtroom, having my baby. Oh, is you is or is you ain't my baby. That's the meaning of is. Well, I just wanted to do that thing for Mark Levin. So, and then when I come back, we'll talk. I seen a sad thing today. And, you know, we are so naive and we're so stupid. We're so blind. And let me tell you, I see more than most of you. And definitely our kids have no idea what's going on. They have no idea what's going on. Well, they can tell you all the names of all the dirty housewives of New Jersey. But they can't tell you where Timbuktu is, because they stopped teaching geography in school about 20 years ago. So let me break for a song, and then I'll gather some thoughts. And when I come back, we'll talk about the rise and fall of the United States. It is really sad. I want to find you a decent song that you'll enjoy. Let me see what we got here. You want to go patriotic? Here we go. We'll do rock and roll and patriotism combined.
Propel back home.
Do you remember when we elected this mistake? And the first thing he did was he went to Europe and he apologized to Germany for winning the war. Do you remember when he bowed to the King of Saudi Arabia? But he doesn't bow to Christ the King. Remember when he went to Japan and he apologized? This guy went all around the world apologizing. He apologized to the Arabs. He told the Muslims, when it comes down to us or them, I'm with you. Do you remember that? I know I'm misquoting him, but the quote is very similar. Well, I thought tonight I would play the President of the United States, and I would give you my apologies. First, let me find... Let's see if we can find this real quick. President's tune. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States. My fellow Americans, I come to you tonight with a heavy heart and an apology. I want to apologize for our government. My first apology goes to the veterans who fought in any war under the American battle flag. My apologies to letting you down. You never let us down. To the cops, to the firemen, to the postal workers who are about to be laid off. My apologies. We didn't run the government right, and that's why you're all getting short pay. To the construction workers who build everything, who we put out of work. My apologies. To the truckers who haul everything, who are the spirit of America. I'm sorry you're carting around made in China goods. To the nurses and the doctors who sacrifice day and night, who work unbelievably hard, who give their all and bite their lip and are now going to be shortchanged by Obamacare. To the Social Security recipients who paid the full boat, who paid their dues, and their treasury is empty, and the money was squandered by demo communists. To the legal immigrants who stood in line and came here the hard way and did it right, my apologies for betraying your sacrifice. And I'm sorry that when you were sworn in, that your president wasn't there to greet you. When I'm president, I will greet you. So having said that, I just wanted to give you a little background on what apologies are coming and forthdue from President Obama. And you know what? He's a good reader. But you know what? The lips can say anything, but the heart doesn't lie. And the time has come to send him packing. Time has come to send him on his way. The time has come to rebuild America. The time has come to bring back Made in USA. And speaking of Made in USA, I hear that the GM, okay, which was the first communist experiment in the United States, when they hijacked the money owed to stockholders, and they used the money that they cheated the stockholders out of to buy union votes. And now that union that stood with Obama is watching as General Motors moves to China, and they're going to make Cadillacs over there. There you go, boys. That's your payoff. That's your payoff. We're in trouble. We're in big trouble. We got to take our country back. And 4 more years of this guy, and we'll all be speaking Russian. 4 more years of this guy, and I'm already taking Arabic lesson. Yeah. Okay, let me buy you a drink. It's not playing. What can I tell you? There we go.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. But you should have right, so join me, hot. We'll have some fun when the track strikes. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the clock strikes 2, 3, and 4, if the band goes down, we'll yell for more. We're going to rock around 10 o'clock tonight. We're going to rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're going to rock around the clock tonight. When the chimes ring 5, 6, and 7, we'll be right in 7th heaven. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. Oh, when it's 8, 9, 10, 11, 2, I'll be going strong, and so will you. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight. We're gonna rock, rock, rock till broad daylight. We're gonna rock around the clock tonight.
Okay, so I'm watching a medical channel today, and they've got a Marine corporal named Hernandez. And before I go any further, I just want to pay a tribute, and I want to apologize to the Latino people who served this country and give limbs for it, and they're always betrayed and portrayed as one lot in the Democratic Party. And that's not true. Latinos are independent people. And once they know who their amigo is, they are very loyal. So Republicans have to show Latinos that the Democrats are not that nice. They got to prove to the Latinos that the Democrats give them a ladder to climb up on, but the first two rungs are broken, and they always want them down and out. If you want to get up and running, you got to go not Republican, but you got to go conservative. Republicans, there's two orders of Republicans. There's a Democrat light and Democrat heavy. You got to get into the Tea Party. You got to get into the conservative movement. Those are the ones who are going to help you grow. And you see how everybody is romancing. What's his name? Is it Rubio from Florida? Marco? Is it Marco Rubio? They all love him, right? Well, there's more Marco Rubios. But having said that, I just wanted to pay a tribute because I did a little research on Latinos who served this country, and many of them are in the Marine Corps, And we all know that the Marine Corps is the front line of America. And no matter how hard they sissify it, it still has the Semper Fi idealism. And let's make sure that nobody hurts the Marine Corps. Once the Marine Corps is gone, we're all gone. And I don't know, can you carry a mattress on your head over the bridge? Yeah, the liberals think they're going to be able to negotiate with the conqueror. Yeah. But anyway, so I'm watching this Corporal Hernandez, and he's a big guy. You know, he's the type of guy that can carry two guys out on the battlefield that are wounded. And his leg is just a mass of flesh. Muscle has been torn away. He lost part of his hip. They're experimenting with them. They have a treatment that they give that grows muscle. And he's a guinea pig. And he's making some progress. And, oh, by the way, you know what the most common name for guys who have died, Latino guys who have died in the military fighting this Iran-Iraq war? Gomez. 14 of them all gave their lives for this country. So when the Democrats play the Latino card, I don't like it. I resent it. I don't like it when they use people. Anyway, so they were doing experiments with him. And I know what I was going to say. There was... Corporal Hernandez, I said, I would make this guy the ambassador to Iraq. I would make every ambassador that bought that ambassadorship through a political connection, I would relieve them immediately and replace them with GIs and wheelchairs. I wouldn't be selling my country out to the highest bidder. So, having said that, I will mention to you that if you've been following the stock market, and I only follow it as a spectator, I noticed that every time Europe gets diarrhea, the stock market also gets diarrhea. And I think that's ridiculous, that the stock market swings on the fate of Europe. Europe is Europe, and America is America. And it's time that we started taking care of our own. And it's time we stopped paying tribute to our enemies. We're giving money to the Russians not to give any nukes to the bad guys, and they're doing it anyway. We're giving money to North Korea not to build nukes, and they're doing it anyway. You can't buy love. Get the Beatles song, Money Can't Buy You Love. The only thing that you can buy is respect. And you know what gets respect? Power. The guy with the most power gets listened to. And when he has no power, he gets trampled to death. So hang in there. I'll give you another tune. This will be for all the guys that are in rehab. Guys getting prostheses, guys who gave everything for this country and are not appreciated one bit. But this Corporal Hernandez, he gave hope. He gives hope every day. He was on the battlefield saving lives, saving your life, saving my life. And now he's home, and he's a role model, and he's saving lives for guys that are coming home that are depressed. And when they see Hernandez, they get new hope. So this is for POWs, wounded vets, broken-hearted vets, disappointed vets. And just remember, you're better than the rest.
When I cannot close and the night goes on, troubles taunt every side, and my doubt is strong. Shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief. Mighty God who calms me, come and shelter me. Do your promises still stand? Does your mercy cease? By the power of your hand, grant me my shelter me, shelter me. Let the thought of your compassion be my strength. Prince of Peace, shelter me from the tempest of my unbelief.
That apology that I did at the beginning of the show, I left out nuns and priests and good people, men of goodwill, and I apologize for the way they're mocked and treated and mistreated, and how Hollywood really shreds them to bits. And I hope what goes around, it comes around. There's a comment on a situation that took place in Ireland around the year 1000. And as a result of this conflict, there was a poem written, then put to music. And if you go to a St. Paddy's Day parade, all the pipers play this tune, and tenors love to sing it. And it's called The Harp That Once Through Tara's Halls. And Tara, of course, is the mysterious hilltop castle that was home to Irish high kings. It actually existed somewhere in what is now County Meath. From very ancient times, before the time of St. Patrick, which was 432, until its destruction probably in the 6th century. But in any case, well before the death of High King Brian Boru, on the battlefields of Clontarf in 1014. So you see how long man has been fighting. And man will continue to fight. And the weapons of destruction will get bigger, and they will use them. Nobody who had a bigger weapon didn't use it. In the poem, written while Ireland was still under an unwelcome British rule, a fellow named Thomas Moore wrote the poem Tara to symbolize the seat of Irish government and the rule of Ireland. The harp is the traditional musical instrument of Ireland, and it symbolizes the Irish people, culture, and spirit. And the British arrived in Ireland in 1172 and took the island by force, an unwelcome colonial power that ruled the Irish people for 750 brutal years. They gerrymandered 6 counties up in the north, and they peppered them with Scotch Protestants. And that's why you have the troubles that that continue to this day, even though they have simmered down. And despite numerous abortive rebellions, Irish independence was not wrested from England until 1922. So once you lose your country, you become a slave if you choose to stay there. And you know, many Irish came here because they didn't want to be a slave or they couldn't afford to live there anymore. There was no food. The British starved them out during the potato famine. They couldn't even crawl down to the water to fish. Their priests were murdered for saying Mass. Gaelic was forbidden. There's a song by the Clancy Brothers about a Jewish butcher in Dublin who had Hebrew writing on his sign on his signboard, and the British were going to execute him because they thought it was Gaelic, and all it said was kosher. Unbelievable. So the harp, that was the traditional musical instrument of Ireland, symbolizes the Irish people, a culture, and a spirit. If you look at, right now I'm looking at a coin of the Fighting 69th, and it has a harp on it. That's the Fighting 69th from New York. And a little bit of history to let you know. Lincoln was looking out the window of the White House, and the Confederates were camped on the other side of the Potomac, and they had just routed the military, the Bluecoats. And Lincoln looked up the street, and who was marching down? All the way from New York, but the Fighting 69th. So they have a cloud, and they have a hawk. And it looks like, if you look at it, it looks like a pint of beer. But anyway. So, although Tara was actually demolished 7 years before the arrival of the British, Thomas More invites the reader to imagine a figurative Tara that still exists. But the soul of Ireland, the harp, is not permitted to express itself there. So it hangs mute and unused on the wall. The pride and glory of self-rule are gone. Wait till we lose it. God help us if we lose it. And you think the Civil War was bloody. And the only chord that sounds at night is when some brave individual asserts his or her freedom in the face of brutal oppression. The Irish are great for songs about telling about their heroes. We have a guy named Nathan Hale who at 18 years old gave up his life. And we never even wrote a song about him. And very few kids are learning today that his famous saying was, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." So here are the two verses of the harp that once through Tara's halls the soul of music shed. Now hangs his mute on Tara's walls, as if that soul were fled. So sleeps the pride of former days, so glory's thrill is o'er. In other words, what you had, you lost. And that's what's going to happen here. And hearts that once beat high with praise and pride and USA, USA, now feel that pulse no more. No more the chiefs and ladies bright, the harp of Tara swells. The chord alone that breaks at night, its tale of ruin tells. And we're on the path to ruin. You got a president that's betraying us by the hour. He's on a crash program just in case he doesn't get reelected to do all his dirty deeds before January 1. He's allowed Eric Holder to kill 41,000 Mexicans running 2,200 guns into Mexico. And he keeps the borders open, not to keep the Mexicans, to let the Mexicans in, but to let the drugs in. And Eric Holder is his number one accomplice. No more the chiefs and ladies bright, the harp of Tara swells. The chord alone that breaks at night, its tale of ruin tells. Thus freedom now so seldom wakes. Once you're subdued, buddy, you're subdued. The only throb she gives is when some heart indignant breaks to show that still she lives. And I thought you might like that.
the Irish, you know, can learn a lot of lessons from a country that was in 750 years of British oppression and slavery. And when they get us, they're not going to let us go so easily. Okay. Next, we're going to talk about secret agents.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. A pretty face can hide an evil mind. Oh, be careful what you say, or you will give yourself away. Odds are you won't live to see tomorrow.
Cartagena.
And then laying in the Bombay Alley next day.
New York.
I know you let the wrong words slip while kissing persuasive lips. The odds are you won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man. They've given you a number and taken away your.
So what are they going to say when they're charged? Well, we're just following the example of the president. The president made us do it. Unbelievable. There's a secret agent special, and they're running a secret agent special for Cartagena countesses for $47.75 with a GSA coupon. Imagine that guy after being serviced, he wants to haggle. You can't go into a restaurant, eat a meal, and negotiate the bill with the chef. I don't believe there were no drugs. I believe those girls. You're in Colombia, man. That's the Washington Heights of South America. Yeah. Oh man, girls had to have cocaine in the bag. They could sell it, right? Come on. I don't believe there were no drugs. Imagine the agents that walked in the door. Oh, imagine the agents that walk in the door back home. Honey, I'm home. Sweetheart, I'm completely innocent. I paid the $47 plus the tax. Yeah, what a schmuck. 47. He paid $800 and she wanted another $47. Come on. You know, you're on company time. You could have chalked it off to a roast beef sandwich. Yeah, the best one is the top brass who got away with poor performance, citing the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which makes it a crime to fraternize with prostitutes. These guys all know the rules when it comes to when they get caught, almost get caught breaking them, and they're going to make an example out of somebody beneath their stature. Yeah, so they cite the Uniform Code of Military Justice, which makes it a crime to fraternize with prostitutes. Do you know where the word hooker comes from? That's right, a general hooker in the Civil War.
And?
That's the president calling. He wants me to stop my, he's telling me he's going to silence me. Yeah. So, what a joke. The Uniform Code of Military Justice says it's a crime to fraternize with prostitutes, starting with General Hooker. If they subpoenaed the guilty, 10 million guys would have to appear in court, and that doesn't count the Navy. I was taught in escape and evasion school that if I'm trapped behind enemy lines, get to a prostitute for help. And that's what I did every time I escaped, and sometimes I would escape twice a night. Just following orders, sir. Yeah, unbelievable. I have a website called MediaCrapMatters.us. If you ever have any doubts about the communist takeover of the United States, or if you're a Joe McCarthy fan and you have been silenced and you want a little rejuvenation, go to www.MediaCrapMatters.us. I put it up there to bug George Soros, who owns half the country now. Unbelievable. And there's other news. Dennis Kucinich got up in Congress today and read into the record his support for CARE. That's Al-Qaeda in a suit. Yeah, Kucinich is one of those 80 communists mentioned by Alan West. He is listed as a favorite son of the Socialist Party. Wherever America is to be screwed, you will find Dennis the Red Menace. He's a factor in blocking assistance to protecting the Syrian people from being slaughtered. And the way the Democamos evade their responsibility in this Syrian cleansing, that's Ba'ath Party style, which is Saddam Hussein once again. The Syrian cleansing is to give the job to the Muslim Brotherhood, formerly the UN. And that is why Assad's Damascus is Obama's DNC headquarters. He was so quick to fight the Libyans, but he won't raise a hand to help the people that are being butchered in Syria. You know, when the wounded get into the hospital, they kill them in the operating room. Did you know that? Tell us about the rights of man, Obama. Great speech. Kucinich, Pelosi, and Nelson, and others who hid from the cameras, went to Damascus in one of Nancy's junkets to offer protection to Assad. You want to see the photos? Go to MediaCrapMatters.us, and you will find it. I just noticed I left out the .us on my blog. That means nobody will find it. That's life, man. You know, it's like the guy that designed the Titanic, told everybody it was unsinkable, and then he decided to get drunk as it went down. Unbelievable. Let's see if we got another tune for you. Do you like that secret agent tune? President Pinocchio pants, when he came out of office, he didn't know what he was going to do. I said, you should be a secret agent. Give you an Irish tune. Or you want to go down to Dixie with Steve Earle. Well, you know what? The Irish tune's pretty harmonious.
Steal away, let's steal away. No reason left to stay. For me and you, let's start anew. And darling,
the dreary days, the end.
Short. Well, at least we got that much out of it. And my apologies, I left out a few people that came to mind while the song was playing. And my next apology goes to the Southland, which has been ridiculed by the media and the elites and all the draft dodgers. And just because there's no draft, that doesn't mean you're not a draft dodger. And there's no such thing as anti-war. It's anti-win. Anti-war is a lie. It's anti-win is the goal. And so I want to apologize to the Southland. And I had a buddy of mine who used to knock the South all the time, and I got tired of him. He was a liberal. And all he kept saying is they marry their sisters, they have no teeth, they're all backward people. So I took him one night to the Redneck Lounge, and we got inside, and I said, I want to buy everybody a drink, I want a tribute to Robert E. Lee. And then I said, okay, drink up, everybody. And everybody went, hurrah. Then I said, hey, guys, this fella here, he thinks that all Southerners have no teeth, and they marry their sisters. Well, you ought to see him fly. And when he looked, when they got finished with him, he looked just like the Southerners he was describing. He went sailing by. He had a red tie on. I think it was a red tie. I'm only kidding, but, you know, that's justice. And the other apology is to the kids. The kids who are not protected from drugs. We are selling out a next generation. We already have two generations of drug addicts. And now the next generation coming up. The innocence, the sweet. If you ever see these children when they're 2, they're 3, and they're 5, and they're 7, and young girls that have not yet reached puberty, and you see them, and they're just like they're being rounded up and herded into horror. They're Sodom and Gomorrah. It is really sad. Look at what's on TV. Look at what's on TV. HBO, man, they're doing porn. It's all porn. You can't leave the TV on and unguarded with kids. You can't leave your kids out in the street. When we grew up, we were told go out and play, and you have to come home when the street lights come on. Today, a girl goes to bed, and the next morning she's missing. We're not taking care of anybody. We're not building a country. We're tearing it down. We emulate all the scum. We're pricing ourselves out of existence. And you know it's true. And it's really sad. And rehab is part of Medicare. Isn't that wonderful? That's part of the Obama medical plan, that everybody gets to get well with the government. It's really not true. Would you like to hear the Iranian national anthem? I play it as a tribute to those who are going to nuke Israel.
Ballspieler, es passt nicht als ein Karspiel, weil sie sehen, zwei, drei Seiten neu bei der Baseballspiel. Gott, Mensch, Amerika,
to be standing in a line at the airport complaining that you have to take your shoes off, and behind you stands a GI that lost two legs. How do you think you'd feel? People that don't care don't feel. In my tribute to the Latinos, I'm going to give you Celia Cruz, a Cuban-American lady who loves America, and she sings in heaven.
Aquí está la reina de salsa, Celia Cruz.
Lo que llevo por dentro, hacerles a ustedes sentir sensaciones grandiosas, y en cada nota conjugar cantando muchas cosas. Y cuando la malla de algún son sale poco a poco el corazón, vuelvo con su ritmo sabroso y el sentimiento, siento lo puedo repiquear y mi cuerpo no deja de bailar, dejándome llevar por el compás. Yeah.
I hope I touched you tonight. I'm going to close with a Dixieland song by a guy named Steve Earle. It's very beautiful. And when I watch all of these race riot promoters in the media, and guys like Al Sharpton is showing up when the last dog is hung, just remember this: Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and all the troublemakers never fought at Vicksburg, never fought at Gettysburg, never fought at Chickamauga. So, but a lot of Americans did, and they did it so that everybody could be equal.
Father's name, I swear.